Great Destinations Radio Show with Kerry Jones.
Some people say it's the walk of a lifetime. Pilgrims have been hiking the Camino de Santiago route crossing northern Spain since the 9th century. Last year, over 200,000 embarked on the 1,000-mile trek across France and the Pyrenees to what's said to be the final resting place of St. James the Apostle in the town Santiago de Compostela. Maria Golby works with specialist tour organisers CaminoWays.com. She says there's more than one route, although the crossing from France is most popular and followed by 65% of walkers.
It does attract the most number of pilgrims, and it is the most famous, features in movies and a number of books. But there is, in fact, many, many routes across Portugal and coming all the way from France as well.
Maria says the French walk covers a mix of terrain and trails and a variety of towns and hamlets. The first section's uphill and is quite challenging.
You do need a little bit of stamina and fitness to be able to tackle it. The Camino is very manageable. It's just that you do need to pace yourself and you need to prepare for the challenge. Then as you get closer to Santiago, the terrain in Galicia is a little bit more undulating landscapes, farmland, rolling hills.
If you're tight on time or not that fit, you can choose to complete the last section, the final 100 kilometres.
That is the minimum required in order to obtain your pilgrim certificate once you get to Santiago. So that is the relevance of the 100 kilometres. Or if you want to do less, you can do less. Those 100 kilometres, we can organise accommodation roughly about every 10, 15 kilometres. So you don't have to have the stamina of walking 20, 25 kilometres per day.
Camino Ways can arrange to carry and transfer your luggage, and they'll pre-book your accommodation, so you don't have to rush along the walk to get to hotels and hostels first, because you'll know there's a bed waiting for you. They can also arrange bike rental, because some people like to cycle the route. Maria says you will be pleasantly surprised with Santiago at the end of the walk.
It's a big university town. The university dates back to the 1400s, but it's also this pilgrimage destination, so you get a very unique mix of people around the old town. It gives the city this open character and its unique charm. The old town is a UNESCO World Heritage Site since the 1980s, and it's all cobble streets and little alleys. It's really, really spectacular in a cute kind of way without being chocolate boxy. So I do think Santiago has a lovely mix of culture, activities, young and old, all mixing.
You can find out more at CaminoWays.com. The company shared tips and advice on their blog with additional information about culture, things to do and where to eat along the route.